Unit 2, Track 2. Can farmers cope with climate change?
Today we are in one of Austria's leading wine-growing regions, the Wachau. We're going to talk about the future of wine production with Vera Schmidt, a climatologist at the University of Natural Resources and Life Sciences, and local winemaker Max Huber. Austrian winemakers are worried about the rapidly heating climate, which threatens their best-known product, the Grüne Veltliner. This is not the first time that Austrian wine growers are faced with difficulties. Many people may remember that the local wine industry was nearly ruined 3 decades ago because of a scandal that involved wine contaminated with antifreeze. But thanks to innovative and enthusiastic farmers, the country has been put back on the global wine map. On to our guests. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Well, you are right. We had to face tough times, but over the last few decades, we have managed to turn our dry white wine into a cult beverage. Now, you can order a glass of Grüne Veltliner in open-air Heurigen taverns around Vienna, but also in bars from New York to New Zealand. The problem is, however, that we are worried that current developments could mean the end of this success story.
What exactly puts the Grüne Veltliner at risk?
Well, this is a really complex issue. Rising temperatures affect the sprouting, flowering, and maturity of grapevines. We are also noticing that the high temperatures clearly cause higher levels of sugar, and therefore a higher alcohol content, which also affects the wine's quality. For us, this spells trouble. In Austria, temperatures have risen by 2 degrees since 1880. That is more than twice the global average. If global warming continues like this, we are heading for a disaster. Our economy and our cultural assets are at risk.
That sounds serious. Ms. Schmidt, how do you see this situation as a climatologist?
First, I'd like to add that the Grüne Veltliner is Austria's main wine export and by far the most important grape variety in Austria. It accounts for more than a third of vineyard plantings. White wine grapes like Veltliner lose their freshness and fine aroma when exposed to higher temperatures. As a result, producers of Grüne Veltliner are coming under pressure because the usual quality standards of acidity can hardly be achieved anymore.
What would the loss of the Grüne Veltliner mean to Austria?
If we lost the Grüne Veltliner, we would lose a key part of our identity. The situation is serious. Now, we already harvest the grapes a month earlier than when I was young. If global warming continues, these grapes will simply no longer grow.
What would that mean for Austria's economy?
Undoubtedly, wine growing is important for our economy. Austria produces on average 2.5 million hectolitres of wine, primarily for domestic consumption. However, a lot of wine is exported too. In previous years, Austria sold almost 53 million litres worth 170 million euros to other countries, with Germany being the most important market.
Do you think that Austrian wine growers can adapt to climate change?
Well, for new plantings, we have already moved to higher ground, but suitable cultivation areas are limited. And we have switched to planting red wine grapes in warmer areas, as they are generally more heat-resistant and thrive in warmer temperatures. But adjusting to these new climatic conditions is hard.
It's particularly challenging because the vineyard is a long-lived culture. Even though some growers are considering changing to other varieties, we believe it's important to create an environment that makes it possible to grow Grüner Veltliner in the future.
Thank you for your insights into Austria's wine production.